Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric Reinhardt. We're on Meerkat, and this is a song from Leonard Bernstein in 1932, the orchestra in the Philharmonic in Los Angeles.
Actually, I think you're right, Dave. For the first time, you're right.
Am I really?
But it's also used as a theme song for Mom.
Of course, Mom.
Yes, hey, don't you watch Mom?
So what is it really?
Well, I don't know, but it's some.
Oh,
orchestra.
You don't know.
You know what? Actually, thing. I used to know it. I used to be able to tell you the composer, the year, and the style. But right now, my brain is frozen. But as soon as I heard it, I said, I learned that in my great music listening class back in college.
And this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. For a great auto mechanic, I know him personally. Tell him I sent you there, 602-956-3781.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the theme song to Mom, the season premiere, CBS, Thursday, November 5th. So you've got a little bit of a wait for Mom, but Mom comes back Thursday, November 5th. Anna Faris, Allison Janney. You know what? I didn't like the show when it first started, but I've come to really like the show. It's occasionally raunchy, kind of, you know, tackling addiction and stuff like that. It's a really, really good show on CBS. So check out Mom.
Excellent. That'll
be
fun.
It's from the same people that brought us The Big Bang Theory. We're going to be hearing from that shortly.
From that or from them?
From that show. The TV. Yeah, okay. the song, the theme song. And then also Mike and Molly. Same people.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
That one. That's easy for you to say.
Blah, blah, blah. That's
and we are on, let's tell people where we are, not only live 1480 AM KPHX, but
also on Meerkat. We're streaming live audio and video. You heard some all behind the scenes. We talked about more TV show stuff. You heard about what Dave and Trisha are looking forward to during this next fall TV season.
Season.
Right. You guys talked about it during the break, and all of our Meerkat viewers.
You can hear it.
At Breakthrough Entertainment. And we're going to get that on our website, breakradioshow.com.
That's how they get to Meerkat, at Breakthrough Entertainment?
Well, that's our name. That's our...
That's our handle.
Yes, our handle.
Oh, that's our tweet?
There's also kittens on here. I think...
Look at those kittens.
Eric and I were discussing...
Eric, did you see them?
No, don't give more people to look at the kittens.
Don't look at the kittens. Look at Joseph.
Yeah, look at me and look at Dave. You know, we got more going on than the kittens. Okay?
Do you think some of the guests like listen to the show before and then?
It's possible. Speaking of Colorado and little kids, South Park comes back Wednesday, September 16th.
Well, that's coming back.
That's one of the longest running TV series
ever. And coming back on Comedy Central just a couple days from now. So this coming Wednesday, September 16th.
Is Beavis and Fanninghead coming back?
No. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No. But Minority Report is not the only TV show that's based on a movie that's going to be made.
They've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, Limitless is going to be with Bradley Cooper in a cameo in the first episode.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You know, did you ever see Limitless starring Bradley Cooper?
No.
Really good movie. They're making that. It's basically he takes a pill and he can use all of his brain.
I did see that. Yeah, that was sort of cool.
But there's side effects.
Yes, right. There's side effects. And so that should be
a really interesting
show.
Well, you look on TV every day. Commercials and you know, take Lipitor for this, but it could kill you.
And I know, Trisha.
How do they do that? who knows?
Because they have to, especially with the rush to market for a lot of these prescription medications.
Crazy.
They don't fully know what could happen, so they have to disclose everything that they do know.
They have a pill for undateable.
Well, have you ever watched Undateable?
No.
It's a really good show.
Oh, it is.
It's going to be in its third season when it comes back.
Nice.
And last season, they did this one episode where they filmed it live. They aired it twice. Once, they did it live for the East Coast and then live for the West Coast.
And thank you, by the way, very much to the producers and directors and the TV show or the TV executives that decided to do that.
Yes.
I hate it when it says it's live and we're watching it recorded on the West Coast. Come on now, guys.
And I was able to check out both of those, and they were slightly different.
Because they had some improv in them, right?
Yes.
I love that.
And
it's
the
not fully scripted.
It was so successful that each and every episode this next season will be live. That is the first. That's like the third time that's ever been done. I think the last time that it was done was Rock or something back in the 90s.
30 Rock?
No, just Rock.
No, 30 Rock did a live episode.
Every single episode.
Saturday Night Live?
Well, yeah, Saturday Night Live. But in terms of a sitcom, you know, they have a loose structure and then they have to, you know, improv. Great
but
show.
But they have to stay within the time constraints, and that's what's tough with,
yes,
with TV.
So undateable.
Yes, undateable.
What's the basic theme?
Unwatchable.
He just told you.
Unwatchable. Undateable. Oh. Is it basically undateable? It's just these guys who are, you know,
outside the norm, yeah, of hotness or
not just hotness. They're just,
no, but
there's a book
desirability to hang out with.
Right, and because it's also, you know, maybe you're kind of a snob or something like that, or maybe you're just kind of
a jerk. Or you're just awkward.
Yeah, yeah. You're awkward. Yeah, exactly. So it's a very funny show. It's based on a book. You know, there's something about the number of things that make you undateable or something. Hmm. I don't know. But it's a very funny show. The cast comes out to like the improv and stuff like that, and they promote these things. So next time they come in, we should have them in studio.
Oh,
they're hilarious.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Now, Trisha, I know you're excited about Heroes Reborn, probably, right?
I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Okay, so that's September 24th on NBC.
My son Chris was really into Heroes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And let's see what else we have.
But I'm really excited about Castle coming back.
Castle, right? And Blood and Oil is a new show on ABC. I'm sorry. I've never watched CSI, but the series finale movie of CSI is going to be on CBS on Sunday, September 27th. And you know,
I like NCIS, the naval. Yeah.
Yes, I know a lot of people love that.
NCIS LA, and now they've got New Orleans, which I have never seen.
And Castle, by the way, is coming back Monday, September 21st. So just another week for that, before that comes back.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes, and you know, all these reality shows, of course, Amazing Race and Survivor are coming back.
And did you know that my friend Shane and his girlfriend
won the Amazing
Megan,
Race?
Megan, they won the Amazing Race. And
we should have them on sometime.
You know what? Of course. And I still love to watch that and see the various things, the challenges that they have and the places that they go. I think that what's his name? Burnett is doing Mark Burnett is doing a phenomenal job with that show.
Yes. And you
know, he has to have one for fat people that are out of shape, and I'll go.
And wow. And then
I couldn't do what they've done.
It's very challenging.
But I would love to.
I would love to be on Big Brother, of course. You know, with the fall TV season starting up, that means the summer season is ending. Big Brother is coming to an end in just another week or two. I'm rooting for Vanessa. Any Vanessa fans out there? Poker player, hugely successful on this show, very conniving, manipulative, great player, great Big Brother player. And then of course America's Got Talent, which of course our attorney friend Doris Markovic was on there with a bunch of sheep, but she did not
did
make
she
it
win?
Through she didn't make it through to the live rounds, I guess.
Oh, wow.
She was
what was she doing with
she made
sheep?
It to Vegas. They were jumping through hoops, or they were like a sort of circus act, trained sheep or something.
Was that a good show or not bad?
They said it was bad.
Oh.
I think Howard Stern didn't care for it.
I didn't see that.
Called her, you know,
but
names.
I thought he chose one of the sheep to have on his show later on.
Yeah, he did.
Well, no,
he
did. I think it was something else with it. Undateable.
But as far as America's Got Talent, I'm rooting for the professional regurgitator. Have you seen this guy?
He God, sticks. Are you kidding
have you
me?
Seen him?
I don't even want to hear about it.
He puts things in his. He swallows like eight balls. And then he regurgitates.
Eric, are you hearing
them.
This?
Right, but the
and
whole
eggs.
Yes.
And
yes.
Eggs. I mean, he
well,
swallows.
Okay, it's the same.
Smoke.
It's the same principle of a sword swallower, but he has significant control.
He's able
of
to bring
his,
up certain
of
items.
His muscles. Exactly.
If he swallows four quarters and puts a label on one of those,
and then
he
you get change for
one.
You know
right,
four quarters, you get 50
right.
cents back. Sometimes, if you're lucky, and his arm's like this, and you crank it. You may get $10,000.
He's great, and there's also a
he's
ventriloquist.
He's a living, what do you call it, slot machine.
Yes.
All right, ventriloquist on there
yeah,
is amazing as
well, Yeah, but you
don't
want it to come
well,
out
Dave.
The slot.
You're gonna see this guy in Vegas, and you're going to really want this on. All right, so now we're gonna have to go to our break. I don't know if we're going to have time for Harry, unfortunately, because we have our next guest. But so
at
let's
10?
What we'll see. So, yes, this is the theme song for The Big Bang Theory here on KPHX 1480 AM.
Woo!
Breakthrough Entertainment's Fall TV Preview.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Man is really not that
long as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leave, but they were late and they all died.
They closed their asses off.
The oceans in Pangaea, see, you wouldn't want to be a set in motion by the same.